Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The American adult film actress Stormy Daniels says she agreed not to disclose a sexual relationship she allegedly had with Donald Trump because she feared for the safety of her family. In an interview with the US television network CBS, she also says that initially she did not want to go public.
I believe without a shadow of a doubt in my heart, and some people argue that I don't have one of those, but whatever, that I was doing the right thing. I turned down a large payday multiple times because, one, I didn't want to kiss and tell and be labeled all the things that I'm being labeled now. I didn't want to take away from the legitimate and legal, I'd like to point out, career that I've worked very hard to establish. And most importantly, I did not want my family and my child exposed to all the things that she's being exposed to right now.
A huge fire at a shopping center in Siberia is now known to have killed more than 60 people. Russian officials say several more are still missing following the blaze in the city of Kemerovo. Paul Adams in Moscow says it's unclear how the fire started.
There are an awful lot of conflicting stories about where and how the fire began. Some people saying it started in one of the cinemas in that multiplex complex. Others saying it may have been a dropped cigarette butt in the children's play area, which could account for the large number of children who seem to have been caught up in this tragedy. And I think it'll be some time, given the large area that this fire consumed, before we get any very definitive answers.
The ousted former leader of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, is due in court in Germany at the start of proceedings on extraditing him to Spain. If the German court recognises the charges of sedition and rebellion he faces in Spain, he could be extradited within 2 months. Mr. Puigdemont has been in self-imposed exile for the past 6 months in Belgium. Thousands of people have been protesting across Catalonia. World News from the BBC.